about the Nights of Qadr. If we get time, we might look at some of the aspects of tonight. And our focus today is actually the 21st Juz. So I'd like to carry on with that. As always, the Quran was revealed in ayat, 6,236 ayat. 77,807 words. It was then compiled by the Prophet into chapters or surah and 114 surah. We today are going to focus on Juz 21, which actually spans four surahs. It's the end of Surah Al-Ankabut. Then you have Surah Al-Rum, Surah Al-Luqman, Surah Al-Sajda, and then we're going to look at Surah Al-Ahzab as well. 29, 30, 31, 32, my goodness, 33, 5, not 4, 5, 5 surah there. Journaling is being able to personalize the Quran, to be able for it to actually look out and speak at you. Because in essence, the Quran is the words of divinity on our tongue. I mean, it just feels awesome when somebody says that. His words on my tongue, his words on your tongue, all creation and the Creator's words, it's just phenomenal even to just recite them. But doing more with them actually causes a transformation. As usual, wudu, recite in Arabic, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La ilaha illallah, and his dua, Walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me, make me fall in love with your book. You know, like I said, his words on my tongue, I just want to know it. So maybe one of the aspirations of Qadr, I tell this to my children when they ask me, Ma, what do I write on my list for you? And I say that I may know this book like the back of my hand. Not that I know the back of my hand very well, but as much as I can. So we're spanning five surah here. You've got Ankabut, Rum, Luqman, Sajda, and Ahzab. The two knickknacks here, you can see, are Surah Al-Rum, Ayah 8, and then we've got 32:15. No prizes for guessing what that is. That is definitely the Wajib Sajda, the first of the Wajib Sajda that comes up, which is in Surah Al-Sajda. So we're going to start with Ankabut. We've looked at that yesterday. We've started looking at it. But just a reminder, I've cut it out, put it in my Quran, and like I said, it's two things, tests and fragility of the human being. And we have so learned this in 2020 and 2021, and I don't know how long this is going to last, but this, well, my husband calls it a doodoo. So this tiny, invisible insect, it's not an insect, a virus, has literally brought our systems to a standstill. Doesn't matter what might we had. We thought we had combated everything. We could do absolutely anything, but it just brought us to a standstill. So we're going to start off with the first ayah of this juz. And we find here that this surah is where there was, I told you, a lot of tests. There was torture. It was absolutely awful. And there was no retaliation allowed. So what do you do when life is so difficult? You don't know what to do. We talked about Khabbat ibn Arad yesterday, who came back with a back where the skin was all taken off. We saw Sa'd ibn Waqas, whose mama wouldn't eat until he stopped believing. We found the Quraysh having peer pressure. Your sins, just stop following Muhammad. What do you do? And this is what Quran says. When life becomes really difficult, do this. One, number one, Utlu ma uhiya ilayka min al-kitab. Utlu is tilawa. Recite the book. Recite the book as it was revealed to you. Wa aqimis salah. Establish salah in your life. It doesn't say just pray. It doesn't say salli. It says establish it. And then he says, Inna salati tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. You will know you've established in your life when it keeps you away from shamelessness and from all kinds of evil. Wala dhikrullahi akbar. And the remembrance of Allah is the greatest. That means connect every action to divinity. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un. Allah knows what you build. Now, if salah does not keep me away from fahshai and munkar, then that means it's not salah yet. It's something else. Keep praying. But keep thinking it's as the website word would say, it's under construction. And maybe we should use Laylatul Qadr to be able to build it. So there we go. I've put this here, which tells me difficult times what to do. I'll put it up a bit. I've highlighted it. I've put Quran, Salah, and I've put Dhikr. And I've highlighted it there. And I've put this there as a reminder to myself. But if my salah doesn't keep me away from fahsha and munkar, then it's still under construction and it needs to be modified. Something needs to be done to it. The next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 56. So you can turn the page. It says, Ya ibadi alladhina amanu. Oh, my servants who believe. Inna ardi wasiya. My earth is vast. You're not constricted. فَإِيَّايَ فَعْبُدُونَ Only me should you serve. If you think that you are enclosed in a household, in a place where you cannot serve me, then who told you that my earth was tiny? Who told you that it's not vast? Go anywhere, but believe in me. Do the best you can for yourself. Don't feel restricted. It's a vast earth. So if you look at my Quran, I've written, and this is really something to ponder upon. Sometimes we think that we are constricted by the community we're in, by the family we're in, by the friends we have, whatever the case might be. Look around you. There's a lot more. And you can do a lot more. And straight after it says, Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Every soul will taste death. Thumma ilayna turja'un. And to us you shall be brought back. So don't wait until death. Don't say, well, I couldn't do anything. I was just stuck where I was. As he says, you can't say that because my earth is vast. The opportunities are limitless. And that comes to Qadr. Qadr makes limitless. When I say the earth is vast, I don't mean move away from your families. I mean, worst comes to worst. Like the Prophet and his companions had to do hijrah, that's different. But it means there are other things you can do. You can't sit and say, I'm bored. Look around you. My goodness, we now have the internet that allows us to search all sorts of possibilities that we can do. So I've highlighted that. Now let's look at the ayat 59. So first of all, you could actually look at ayat 58. And he says, who will be able to do that? Those who believe. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُبَوِّئَنَّكُمْ We will give them مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا We will give them penthouses in Jannah. تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْحَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا نِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ This is what we give to those who work in our way. Now who are they? He says, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا Those who have sabr. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَقَّلُونَ And they trust in their Rabb. They trust Allah. So you can see, I highlighted sabr and tawakkul and written it down over there as well. So now we're going to go to 69, which is the last ayah here in Surah Al-Ankabut. So what does that say? وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا Those who strive hard in our way. Most places in the Quran will say, Fi sabilillah. He says, Fina, in us. You try hard for him. لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا We will open up all these different roads for him. We will guide them into our ways. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ And that's where the secret lies. Allah is with those who do ihsan. Those who do better, who do like the best. They put in their 110, 120, 150, 1000%. Okay, so I've highlighted that. I will, inshallah, write underneath, and you will write that too. So now we go to Surah Ar-Rum, and in Surah Ar-Rum, I've put, "Don't underestimate the strength of belief." In my Quran, it talks about the superpowers, and there's an abundance of reflections of the signs of Allah. And remember, Imam Sadiq says, whoever recites both Surah Al-Ankabut and Rum on the 23rd night of Ramadan will definitely be among the residents of Jannah without any exceptions. And he said, and I don't fear that Allah will record a sin against me for giving such a status to these two chapters. So please, we've got to start doing them. We find in, let's start first. So what we're going to start with first is the first two ayat. Alif Lam Mim. This is Ruf al-Muqatta'at, and we'll talk about it at some stage. Qulibat al-Rum. The Romans will win. Now, the Romans and the Persians, they had, it was like a bit of a seesaw. So you had the Romans and the Persians, one winning, the other winning, the two superpowers fighting each other. And here, at this particular stage, when this ayah was revealed, the Persians were in power, and the Arabs, the Makkans, were happy because they associated the Romans with the Muslims, because the Romans believed in a book and they believed in the one God. So they did not like the Romans to win. 9 years before, Allah is saying here, Gulibat al-Rum, the Romans will win. Now it also alludes to the battle of Badr. Because if you go to the surah, I'll go down there, so the room, I'll cut it out just to keep it here. Let's look at it. Ghulibat al-Rum. Fi adna al-ard, in a near land. وَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ غَلَبِهِمْ سَيَغْلَبُونَ, and they have been, you know, they will win after they have lost. فِي بِذْءِ سِنِينَ, بِذْءِ سِنِينَ is 3 to 5 years. What will happen in 3 to 5 years? لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرِ, Allah is the command, مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدِ, before and after. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and the mu'mineen will be happy, because that is alluding to the battle of Badr, where they would win against the Meccans. So you can see the prediction in Rum is on both sides. Okay. Now we're going to look at ayah 20 to 25 and 46 that actually go together. So if you turn to ayah 20 to 25, and these are literally signs. So what I suggest you do in 20 to 25, I'm not going to go through each of these signs, is you can see I've put wamin ayatihi. I've highlighted all these. These are very simple signs. They don't need that many explanations. If you read them, you will see these signs. There you go. They're all there. Sleeping, day and night, creation of the heavens and the earth, the different tongues and colors of the human being. So I suggest you put all that in 25. And then, like I said, ayah 46 as well is a sign that you would highlight as well. And I've put wamin ayatihi and I've highlighted it there as well. And then we go to ayah 30. Okay, let's have a look at this one. So I'm just going to move my Quran a bit. So ayah 30 talks about fitra. So what does Allah say? The human being, first of all, is pre-programmed with fitra. So the only way I can tell you fitra is, فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا, set your face upright. In other words, focus totally on Allah. فِتْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسِ عَلَيْهَا. So what is fitra? Because he says the fitra of Allah is what he has made the human being in. So we're pre-programmed with an operating system which Allah has designed. It has human values like gratitude, humility, humanity, mercy, love, justice. All human values are in there. He says, لَا تَبْلِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ, this will not change. This operating system will not change. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is the right religion, that is the one that is upright. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, but most human beings do not know. What it is trying to tell me, that as Allah is inside my heart, He's the social, the values, the human values that He's put in me are His values. That's why the Prophet said, تَخَلُّقُ بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah, His attributes. It needs to be woken up, like we did in Ayat al-Nur. They need to be awakened. The operating system is there. Now I need this this software with a key that I can put in so it will bring it to life. That's what I need. And that is what the Quran and the Masumin do. So if you look at my Quran, I have highlighted it down there. And maybe I would write key to activate. And you can do that too. Is Allah through the Quran, which is Quran and M14. Okay? So it's inbuilt into us. We need to just activate it. The next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 58. If you turn towards it. And here Allah says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. In this Quran, we have given you every single example. وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ, and if you should bring a communication, لَيَكُولَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who cover up the truth will say, إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُبْتِلُونَ. This is just not true. This is just made up. But basically what it's trying to say is in this Quran, there is every single example. And the final ayah we're going to look at is ayah 60, which is don't underestimate the strength of iman. Fasbir, have sabr, be patient, be persistent, have patience. Inna wa'adallaha, His promise will be true, it will happen. Now what He says, وَلَا يَسْتَخِفَّنَّكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُوكِنُونَ, do not let those who do not believe, who do not have certainty, don't let them make you feel small. Don't let them undermine you or underestimate you. See, the tactic of oppression is to make one feel like an ant, to make one feel like the underdog. He's saying, don't do that. I am here. Have sabr. Do your best. Hand it over to me and I will look after you. Absolutely phenomenal ayah. So now we're going to go to Luqman. Oh my goodness. Absolutely beautiful surah. Oh, I'm going to show you. Obedience and gratitude. I've cut it out. I've put it in there like that. And the ayah we're going to look at first is ayah 12, where Allah mentions Luqman. Ah, who was Luqman? So let me start with Luqman first. So Luqman was a wise man from Ethiopia. This is narrated by the Prophet. He lived at the time of Prophet Dawood. He was granted wisdom for his trust in divinity, for speaking the truth, for being trustworthy, for staying away from that which did not concern him, speaking less and not eating unlawful food. This is what the Prophet said. Phenomenal man. And just like the Prophet, TTC, trustworthy, truthful and compassionate. Now look what Allah says here in ayah 12. He says, وَلَكَدْ عَتَيْنَا لُكْمَانَ, and we granted Luqman hikmah. We gave him wisdom. Now there's a sense of urgency because he's ordered to, he's told, أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ, be grateful to Allah. It's an order. So Allah is saying this wisdom is a result, as a result of his gratefulness. Because he says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ, whoever thanks Allah, whoever is grateful, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِ, is grateful for his own soul, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ, whoever covers up the truth, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ, Allah is self-sufficient and praised. What is shukr? When you give something to someone and they say thank you, that is partly shukr. But shukr is demonstrated when they use what you gave them to what it was supposed to be used as. When you see them either wearing it all the time or you see them using it, my goodness, that's what shukr is. So what Allah has given you and me is this life, the opportunity to be the best. And that is what shukr is all about. So if I go back to my Quran, we'll find ayah 12. Sorry, that is sajda. Let's go to ayah 12 in Luqman. And you can see I've highlighted Luqman. I've put anishkur lillah. I have written that up there as well. Everything is a result of thankfulness. And thankfulness is how I use that. Okay. And this literally says there's an urgency in command. Okay. And he had the height of wisdom. The height of wisdom, in essence, is being thankful for what he has given me and you. And now we see a whole range of ayat, or where Allah talks about how Luqman gave his son advice. And when Luqman said, لِإِبْنِهِ, to his son, وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ, now he wasn't telling him off, he was giving him a lesson of life. He says, Ya Bunayya, so beautifully. He tells his son, even when he's telling his son advice like this, he's telling it really, really lovely. Bunayya is like my darling son, my wonderful son, my jaan, as you would say in Urdu, whatever you want to say. And then he says, the first thing he tells him is, La tushrik billah. Do not associate anybody with Allah. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim. Shirk, associating with Allah, is grievous. It's awful. It's one of the greatest, most awful things you can do. So let's go back to my Quran. And these are quite simple. They're not difficult. So to looking after his parents. So inshallah, you can go through all of these. Read them one at a time and highlight them. We don't have the time to go to each one of those, but it'll be really cool to do this. I'd like to, however, look at ayah 19 when he tells his son. He tells his son, "Waqsid fi mashyatika." He tells his son, "Waqsid fi mashyatika, waghdud min sawtik." He says, "Always take the right course and lower your voice." That's what he tells him. Inna ankara laswat lasawt alhamid. The most hateful of voices is the braying of the donkey. So you know what? One thing we learn: talk softly, talk beautiful. So please read all these, highlight them, write what you want in the side so you can remember what they are. And that is the advice of Luqman. But today we will go to 27. So ayah 27 is where Allah says, well, and we've done this before. Remember in Surah Al-An'am, we've done it in other surahs as well. وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ. And he says, if every tree that is on the earth was pens, وَالْبَحَرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ سَبْعَةٍ أَبْحُرٍ, and the sea were ink, and then we added سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, seven more seas, مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. And the other one we read, one more sea. Here we're seeing Manafidat Kalimatullah, and he's saying there is, you know, we cannot, the words of Allah will never come to an end. Inna Allaha Azizun Hakim, and Allah is mighty and Allah is wise. So that's 27. I'll show you how I've highlighted it. Let's go. So I put it in blue because it talks about the sea. Okay. The next one we're going to look at is Surah Al-Sajda. Okay. So now this is a surah that in essence is the surah of Sajda as such. It answers the objections against divine guidance, resurrection and accountability. And it talks about those who believe, go into Sajda. They praise and thank him. And this is the ayah of Sajda, ayah 15. The chapter is also known as Suratul Madaji. Madaji is beds, and you'll see where it comes in. It's in ayah 16. And it's a reference for those who toss and turn in their beds, and they leave their beds to devote themselves to Allah. So Sajda, remember, beds, come out and do Sajda, basically. But the first ayah we're going to look at is ayah 11. And most of us know these ayah as such, where Allah says, Qul, say to them, Yatawaffakum Malakul Maut. It says Malakul Maut is basically given charge of them. Okay. Alladhi wukkila bikum thumma ila rabbikum turji'un. He will cause you to die. Wukkila is like he's like your lawyer, right? He will yatawaffa, he will cause you to die. And to your Rabb you will be brought back. Now I've got it here. And the reason why I haven't highlighted it is because I want to do it in front of you. Death we find difficult, but death is part of life. It's green. It's like part of the plan. It's not something to be feared. It's only to be feared if we've done something wrong. Imam Hussein says death to the Banu Adam is like the chain around the neck of a bride. You know how she loves playing with her jewelry. That's what it is. It's part of life. It's not going to go away. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. So to make death beautiful is to be able to live with oneself, to be able to live with oneself. And that's what it's about. And that's why I waited to highlight it into 11. The next one is 15 and 16. Now these are ayat of wajib sajda. I'm not going to recite them in Arabic because all of you will have to go into sajda. But we need to understand that. So Allah says, innama, definitely. Those who believe in our ayat, in our signs, what do they do? Whenever إِذَا ذُكِّرُ بِهَا, whenever they are reminded of them, so when, those who believe in our signs, whenever they are reminded of these signs, what do? They go into sajda. And they declare his perfection, سَبَّحُ بِحَمْدِ. They do praise and gratitude to their Rabb. And they are not arrogant. Now what else do they do? Tatajafa junubuhum. So basically when you look at tatajafa junubuhum, it actually means that they toss and turn in their beds. This is what they do. They're at their sides, they're tossing and turning. Anil madaji. Remember I talked about madaji as the beds, on their beds. Yad'una rabbuhum, they call upon their Rabb, khawfan wa tama'an, in fear and hope, wa mimma razaqnahum yunfikun, and they're always spending in his way, they give out in his way. So I'll show you in my Quran. So I put a wajib sajda there, I've highlighted it, and I've also written bits down that you can write down later on, but I've put it up there. So this is the ayah of sajda. So what do you do in sajda? What do you recite? There are four wajib sajdas. When hearing them, they call sajda tilawat. Not necessary to face qibla or be in wudu, but we've got to be able to go to sajda. There, sajda, hamim, sajda, najm, and alaq. The mnemonic you can remember is when a star is born, star is 53, born is 96, go into sajda. And two sajdas, do two sajdas, 32 and 41, which is sajda and hamim, sajda. What do you recite? Any zikr you want. But recommended to say, la ilaha illallah, haqqan, haqqan. There is no God except Allah. If you remember six verses to recite, and start with one, that means always remember la ilaha illallah wa hakka naka, and then build yourself up and you'll remember la ilaha illallah imana wa tasdika, I believe and have faith in him, ubudiyya wa rikka, I am his abd, I am a slave, and I'm tied to him. Sajadtu laka, I do sajda to you, ya Rabbi. Ta'abbudan wa rika, I'm your servant, and I'm tied to you. La mustankifan wa la mustakbiran. No pride, no arrogance. Bal, ana abdun dhalilun da'ifun khaifun mustajir. I do this in humility. I am weak. I am scared. And mustajir, remember, comes from mujir. I seek refuge with you. So even if you remembered a few of these bits, even the essence of it, then that is a start to do wajib sajda. Then we're going to go to ayah 24. Okay? So I'm going to take out the posture note from here, but let's look at 24. He says, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ, and we have made them أئمةً, imams, يَهَدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, who will guide with our command. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, they are patient. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوكِنُونَ, and they're absolutely certain of our signs. So basically, guidance is only for those who are divinely appointed imams. So I go back to my Quran. I have highlighted it. And I put a note there, which says guidance only for those who are divinely appointed. It is actually imama that you are looking at. So if you put it there, the institution of imama can go up there, and you know where imama comes from. And then Suratul Ahzab, my goodness. So Suratul Ahzab, like I said, to me when I think of Ahzab, it is the surah in which you find the directive for salawat. And we'll come to that tomorrow. But literally that act which Allah, the angels and human beings, you can never say I do what Allah does, but you can say that for salawat. Commentary on Ahzab, purity of the Ahlul Bayt. It mentions the Prophet's marriage to Zainab. We recite it in the A'mal of the Yawmul Ashura, but Ahzab is literally from the battle of Ahzab. So today what we're going to look at is first of all Ayah 4. Okay, let's have a look at it. First let's look at it here. What does he say? مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ. Really amazing. This is like an idiom. Allah has not made for any man, it doesn't say human being, مِّنْ قَلْبَيْنِ, two hearts, فِي جَوْفِي, inside him. Didn't say for a woman, because the woman has two hearts beating in her when she's pregnant. وَمَا جَعَلَ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ, nor has he made. Now this is the ayah which says that zihar is not acceptable, when a man would tell his wife that you are like my mother. You can stay in my house, I will not divorce you, but you're like my mother, I will have no intimacy with you, like the back of my mother. أَزْوَاجِكُمْ اللَّهِ تُظَاهِرُونَ مِنْهَا هُنَّ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَدِيَاكُمْ أَبْنَاكُمْ, and those who you have adopted as sons, they're not your real sons. ذَلِكُمْ كَوْلُكُمْ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ, this is words of your mouth that you speak. وَاللَّهُ يَقُولُ الْحَقِّ, Allah speaks the truth. وَهُوَ يَحْدِي السَّبِيلِ, and He guides you to the way. So three things. No two hearts in a man. Jawf is a hollow bit inside, by the way. Dhihar is not accepted. And adopted sons are not real sons. So where's my Quran? There you go. You can see the two hearts. No two hearts in a man. And you can put that, and Allah guides, you can put zihar not accepted there as well. You can write it there so you can remember that as well. Put zihar over there, okay? The next ayah we're going to look at, oh, I love this ayah. Oh my goodness. So this is ayah 21. لَكِدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most excellent example. You know, uswa, mu'asat, is compassion and feeling. Asi, I call my daughter Asi, and I call her because of this, because Asi is one who bandages, one who mends, one who bandages with mercy and feeling and love, right? So, Messenger of Allah, you have somebody who is so compassionate, so passionate about you. He loves you to bits, and this is in the middle of the toughest test to the Muslims. And he says, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ, one who hopes in Allah, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and in the last day, وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and remembers Allah a lot. So in difficult times, remember we did 8:31, Anfal 31, where Allah says He will not punish you because the Prophet is amongst you, and He will not punish you when you do istighfar. So this is the time to do it, Laylatul Qadr. Stick to istighfar, stick to the Prophet and the Masumeen, because he said, أَوَلُونَ Muhammad, وَآخَرُونَ Muhammad, وَعَسِتُونَ Muhammad. Kulluna Muhammad. First is Muhammad, the last is Muhammad, the middle is Muhammad, and they are all in essence Muhammad. So we will continue with this inshallah tomorrow. Rabbana taqabbal minna.